one of the 12 step. And now I'm going to have my friend Steve speak. By the way, I have to do something later on. Go ahead, Steve.
Thanks, Bobby. My name's Steve. I'm an alcoholic.
Hey, Steve.
Good to be here tonight and sharing with my group. I've had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, and I'll try to carry that message tonight if I can and share my experience with you guys. Before I came to Big Book Step Study, my first introduction to sponsorship was, you know, they had suggested after I left rehab to get a sponsor. And, you know, I met a nice guy. He was had a couple of years of sobriety and took me around to a few meetings and stuff, and it was very helpful. And one thing that I noticed was we went out one night for down to Friendly's for ice cream, and the waitress came over, and we had a couple of sundaes or something like that, and his sundae came, and all of a sudden he had this look on his face of just terror and horror, and just pissed off at this poor waitress, and he motions for her to come over, and reads her the riot act about how he had ordered hot fudge sundae and he had chocolate syrup, and I, I'm looking at this guy, and I'm remembering a half hour previous to this he's talking about how happy, joyous, and free he was, and how he was doing doing such a wonderful job in his recovery, and how different he was, and what AA had done for him. And I started to see a different side, and it kind of shook me a little bit. I again, not blaming this guy, but it was one of those things. I just figured that his sponsorship was just a bunch of bullshit. You know, it's just something that we, they tell you to do because it's a good thing to get somebody to kind of tote you around in the beginning. But after that, I figured I really didn't need one. I figured I could just kind of depend more on the Alcoholics Anonymous as a fellowship, and I just kind of disregarded the whole idea of a sponsorship. Until I was probably 6 months down the road from there, and a friend of mine had been going to the old Hyannis Big Book Step Study meeting, and he had gotten a sponsor and was doing the steps out of the book, and he tried to explain the difference between his relationship with his sponsor and what I was doing, and it intrigued me enough to listen, and I was curious. I'd never really heard anybody talk about actually doing the steps out of the Big Book and how he was working hand in hand with his sponsor to help him to get better. And his sponsor was passing along the wisdom and the information that was passed along to him from his sponsor. And that kind of made, logically kind of made sense to me. It made a lot more sense than yelling at some poor girl at Friendly's. And So, again, I was interested in it, but I really wasn't sold. I went down to Hyannis and listened to you guys and share your experience. And there was that one part of me that really kind of was like, yeah, this would be very helpful to me. But then there was that other part of me that says, that's just too much work. I'll find the easier, softer way. I'll do it my way. I'm not as badly fucked up as you guys are. And good for you. I'm glad it's working out. But, I'll try things my way. And it didn't work. Maybe a year after that, I ended up finding myself picking up a drink, and I couldn't give myself any satisfactory explanation for it. I was off for about 9 months, and I knew all along that I was screwed. I had been around AA long enough to know that it was just I was just fooling myself that it was somehow this was going to work out. It was going to get better. And eventually I got to that one day where I was sick and tired, waking up sick and tired, and I made up my mind I was going to go to a meeting that night. And I had no idea what meeting I was going to go to. I just knew I got to get back to AA. And the funny thing was, I kind of throughout the day, life happened, and I forgot about, going to this meeting until I got into an argument with my girlfriend, and I just said, I got to get out of here before I shoot you and shoot myself or something. I got to get out of this house. And it was in the middle of winter time, and I was heading to the gym. I'd forgotten all about, going to a meeting that night. And my car spins out, and I, just sort of by the grace of God that night, I remembered that there was this men's Big Book Step Study meet in Plymouth, where I live. It was a small men's meeting. It's gone now, but it was on a Tuesday night. I said, before I go home and shoot my girlfriend or myself, I think I'll give that a try. I'll go to that meeting because I remembered the format of this group that Bobby shared. I remember that, you know, they would ask that if you hadn't done the steps as they're outlined in the big book, that they would, you know, just listen, you know. And that fit exactly where I needed to be that night, you know, because I didn't want to be asked, you know, what do you think about gratitude or how'd you stay sober today or any of that stuff, because I didn't have a clue. You know, I was just barely hanging on white knuckle. And I went there that night, and I couldn't tell you what really they were saying, but at the end of the night, as we were circling up, and there was maybe a dozen guys in this room, I had this overwhelming desire to ask somebody, you know, sort of to surrender, to help me, you know, help me go through these steps. And there was maybe a couple of guys who were sort of eligible, and my sponsor, you know, the guy who turned out to be my sponsor, driven up in the snowstorm, you know, in the Cape, come up from the Cape all the way from Dennis to Plymouth. And I remember hearing him at meetings prior to this, and you know, I remember seeing him in the meetings, and people liked him, and he was, you know, had a good personality and funny, and had sort of a sense of peace and calm, but he wasn't like an angry guy, you know, he was a pretty normal guy, and so I just asked him if he would sponsor me, and so right off the bat, this is my first introduction to, you know, this 12 steps as they're outlined in the big book was through my sponsor. And he kind of laid out the ground rules. He says, you know, I don't know anything other than how to do these steps out of the big book. I've tried other methods and they didn't work for me. And if you're willing to do the work, I'm willing to help you to do this. And I'm not going to make any of this up. I'm not going to invent it. I'm not a guru or anything like that. All I have is something that worked for me, and I'm willing to share that with you. And it's a vital part of my own recovery. That's what he, you know, kept emphasizing, that this was just as equally as important for him to carry this message to me as it was for me to receive it or attempt to receive it. And again, kind of laid out the whole ground rules as far as he says, I'm, you know, there's no fees to pay, no axes, no, you know, to grind or anything like that. I just ask that if you do go through this process and have a spiritual awakening, that you'll be willing to help another alcoholic and pass this message along equally as his sponsor had done to him and as he was willing to do with me. And at the time, again, you know, I wasn't even capable of thinking about anybody, so I just figured, yeah, well, great, you know, if that day happens, you know, so be it. And despite myself, you know, me trying to sabotage my own recovery along the way, I did follow through and went through this 12-step process with my sponsor. And as I said earlier, I had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps. In other words, the guy I am today is not the same guy I was when I first came into AA, and it's definitely not the same guy I was when I walked into the Big Book Step Study meetings. You know, my ideas, attitudes, emotions, things like that are completely different from the way I used to be. And it's only because of the work that's outlined in this book. It's only because of the work that came to help me to recover from that seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. And there's just one catch, or there's a few catches, but one catch that we're talking about tonight is that I have to be willing to carry this message. I have to be willing to give it away. That was the deal, sort of, if you want to call it that, that my sponsor had said was what he had done, and that was sort of the deal. You know, he said, you know, you're free to do whatever you want, and I'm free to do whatever I want. You know, that's the one thing that I found. Just the opposite of what I've been told about Big Book Step Study is that, you know, I have freedom to choose, you know, how I live my life and whether I want to try to carry this message. But I've learned that, as it says in the book, constant work with newcomers is the cornerstone and the bright spot of my life. You know, helping another alcoholic to go through this process is one of the most important and meaningful things that I can do. And it doesn't mean that I have to help somebody go through all the way to completing their fifth step. Sometimes just sitting down with a newcomer and listening to where they're coming from and trying to, you know, maybe give them 5 or 10 minutes of my time to listen is just as important as it is to sit down and hear a third, do a third step or hear a fifth step. But in order for me to transmit something, I have to have that. You know, I have to have my own experience. And that's what the book says, is that I have my own unique experience, you know, so that I can offer to another alcoholic. And so the way I do step 12 is exactly as it's laid out, exactly the way we read this. I remember kind of being like, you know, curious about that. Like, okay, now, what do I do? How do I do this? If somebody asks me to help them, you know, to go through this process, like, what do I do? And I kind of knew that I had my sponsor's experience to kind of guide me with that. But I also had this book, which tells me on how to deal with specific situations as they come up. Sometimes I've had to deal with people through their family, sometimes through wives, sometimes through doctors and institutions. And there's passages in this book that tells exactly how to do that. Sometimes it says, you know, to be careful not to, you know, lend money out. Sometimes it says it's okay if the person is in a situation that, you know, he's serious about his recovery and he's not just trying to rely upon you to be a banker. So there's guidance in what we read here tonight. It tells me at first to speak about my own condition. Don't try to point the finger at him and brand him as an alcoholic. Let him draw his own conclusions. Share your own experience. Point out some of the features in this book, but don't actually, you know, slam the book in his face. They say, you know, share your own understanding of the big book and what it pertains to your life. But wait until, you know, he asks about it and wait until he asks how you recovered. You know, don't kind of come off as an evangelist or a reformer. You know, a lot of these helpful things are what I found to be helpful in dealing with people. So when I'm asked to help somebody, when I have the honor and the blessing to work with somebody, I go back and I read this chapter because it just makes sense for me to do that. You know, I don't have this stuff memorized, and I'm not, again, just like my sponsor said, I'm not a guru when it comes to this stuff. I don't have an advanced degree in recovery. All I have is this simple kit of tools that was presented to me, that worked for me, and I believe will work on any alcoholic that's willing to follow these steps. And so, like I said, I go and I review working with others. It suggests in here that we go back and we read the chapter to the alcoholic. And that helps me to remind myself of where the other person's coming from. Because, you know, gratefully, I've been a long time since I've been in the clutches of drinking, you know. So sometimes it's helpful for me to go back and read, remember and remind myself on what it was like, you know, because again, I can get caught up in my life, and that's some of the blessings of recovery. Is that, you know, today I'm not focused exclusively on that stuff from my past, that terrible part of my past. I can be a shining beacon of recovery, an example of how this process works, because it makes no sense if I'm trying to help somebody and in my own life is chaotic and all fucked up. You know, why would somebody ask me to help them if my life is all screwed up? So there's another side of that, which is, you know, I have a responsibility to make sure that my own house is in order, that I'm not trying to do this for any other reason other than trying to be helpful. But as it says in the book, this works when all other things have failed. So in a lot of times in my past, a lot of times in my life, since I've had experience with this, is when things in my life sort of take over, and I'm, you know, maybe I find myself in some selfish situations, or maybe who knows? Maybe it's just something that's going on. What the book tells me is, put all that stuff aside, and my experience has proved this to be true, and to throw myself the harder into helping other alcoholics. And when I do that, or, you know, when I'm praying and asking God to put another alcoholic in my life and it takes me right out of myself, that's when all those other situations sort of just kind of work themselves out, you know. It's funny how it's sort of magical how all this stuff is laid out and how it all just kind of transpires into my life. And it's all written right here. And so, like I said, when I have the opportunity to work with another alcoholic, I sit, I listen, I don't try to push or push this on them. I allow them to make up their own minds. I lay it all out, just like I said, as my sponsor had laid it all out to me. I try not to, you know, veer anywhere off of what the book says. You know, I'm as Bobby said, you know, as far as the big book and what's written in this, it's sort of like the Constitution to me. You know, I don't change any of it. I don't modify it. I don't try to veer away from what was laid out in front of me. And I believe that that's exactly what God wants me to do. You know, I think if I try to interfere with that process, then I'm just trying to run the show and take over from God's job. You know, I believe that God's purpose for me is to you know, work with other alcoholics. And again, that was one thing that my sponsor had said, and his sponsor and my sponsor and his sponsor lived together. And it was nice when I started coming around, because I could see that's what they were doing, is that they, you know, the most important things in their lives, and this was an example that they had set for me, was working with other alcoholics. And it was unselfish. It was altruistic. They were doing it because they believed that that's what God wanted them to do. They believed that was their most important job that they had. And again, by them living that, it and seeing what that had done in their lives, has carried into my own life. And so I believe it's the most important thing that I can do today is try to help another alcoholic. So I grew up in Plymouth. I still live in Plymouth. And a long time ago, there was an opportunity that was sort of presented to me. A guy that ironically, and it was the first time I had ever spoke at a Big Book Step Study meet, and my sponsor had asked me to speak at the old Hyannis meeting. And I couldn't tell you what I had said that night or what step they were on, but at the end of the meeting, there was a guy who came up to me and asked me if I could help him, you know, if I could sponsor him, and I was delighted. And I kind of remembered this guy. He was from Plymouth, too, and he'd come up with his girlfriend's father, and they'd come to the meeting that night. And he knew me from, we kind of saw each other at the gym. That's kind of where I knew him, at a different gym. And so we got to work and started, you know, going through this process together. And he successfully completed it and was out, you know, working this process. And along the way, he went to make one of his amends. And I happened to be on the side of the road. I'm a land surveyor, so I was working on the side of the road. And he just happened to be on his way to make an amends to this halfway house that he was a resident of. And he stopped and saw me, and he says, "Hey, you mind if I talk to you? I'm going up to this Anchor House place." And I knew where it was. I didn't really know it that well. And he says, "Would you mind if I, I'm going to try to see if I can get a meeting going there. And what do you think?" And I said, "I think that'd be a great idea." And he says, "All right, I'm making amends to, you know, the director there for some shit that I've done." And he says, "I'll come back and tell you how it goes." So he came back on his way, and he was excited. Everything worked out great with his amends and stuff, and was happy to share that with me. And he said, "You know, I've got a meeting started on Monday nights. If you're interested, I'd like you to come, you know, help me, chair the meeting or share the meeting, whatever, be my first speaker." Of course, I said I was on it, because I was told never to turn down an opportunity to share and never turn down an opportunity to be helpful. And so we went there that night, and that was the start of a meeting that's been going on for over 20 something years. My friend Mark, who was, you know, the guy that I sponsored, he moved down to Florida, but I've been blessed and I've been lucky that the staff at the house has allowed me to carry on a meeting there on Monday nights. It's very low key, you know. There's not a lot of parking there, so they kind of keep it. But it's been sort of that cornerstone of my recovery. It's what's when I look back at my life and everything that, you know, I've gone through over the last 20 plus years, staying focused with that meeting, staying focused with trying to, and it's Big Book Step Study meeting. I forgot to tell you that. It's just sort of like we do the steps the same way as it's outlined in the book as far as the readings and things. But the purpose of it is just to expose these guys who are in this house to the 12 steps out of the Big Book, in hopes that, you know, there's no pressure, there's no, you know, nobody's trying to persuade anybody to get active. It's just sort of to kind of set this, you know, present the seed, kind of plant the seed. But for me, again, I look at it as being kind of giving back to my community. You know, it's in the town that I grew up in, that I still live in. It's an opportunity. It's close by, and like I said, I've been blessed to be a part of that, and it's been very helpful to finding newcomers and trying to carry this message. And every once in a while, I'll see guys, you know, that pop in here from time to time that were once a resident of the Anchor House, and it's good to see them, and good to see them doing well, and to you know, watch them recovering and go through. So again, for me, when I have the opportunity to work with another alcoholic, it's not. Although I would love to say I would love to see everybody get this. I'd love to see everybody go through this process and have it work the wonders in their lives. I don't get disappointed anymore when somebody decides that they're, you know, going to try and you know, different path, because I understand, you know, like I said, I was probably the worst at this as far as trying to sabotage my own recovery. So I understand how alcoholism is. I understand that it doesn't want us to do this. It doesn't want us to get better. It doesn't want us to recover. But I do exactly what the book says. I don't get discouraged. I search out another alcoholic. I try to make myself available. I don't rest on my laurels and say, well, I helped that guy out last week, so I'm good till, you know, maybe 3 more months. I try to you know, always be available to help another alcoholic. But realistically, sometimes if I'm working with more than one guy, and I just, for whatever, I'll be honest and I'll say, you know, right now I can help to help you find somebody that you might be able to help you, but right now I just don't have the time. And that's, again, that's part of the other side of this, which is that I have a wonderful life today. I have a great life today as a result of doing this stuff. I wouldn't be here tonight, and I wouldn't have the kind of life that I have if it wasn't for guys in this group, guys in these rooms, places like this, these steps, and if it wasn't for my sponsor sitting down and sharing his experience the way his sponsor had done it with me, and if it wasn't for guys who were willing to let me do that, let me try to pass this along to them, and guys like Bobby who asked me to share here tonight. So I want to thank Bobby for that, and thank the group for allowing me to share. Thanks.